This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 23rd of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And with all the action going on right now, Bet Online, that's your number one source for your NBA playoffs, your NHL playoff action, every stat, every matchup, live odds when the games are being played, and when the game's over, you head on over to their online casino, you get in on a game of blackjack or poker, you can unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action. Don't forget, use promo code BELIEVE for your, that's B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Okay, everybody. So, we finished yesterday's show. We're asking the question, can we start Thursday's show with the Florida Panthers up one game to none in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden? Can we do that? And the answer was yes. Yes, we can. That's exactly how we're starting this show today. Your Florida Panthers, the greatest hockey team in the land, your favorite little hockey team, they take a one-game-to-none lead with a dominant performance at the Garden last night. I'm not going to say we own the Garden. No, no, no. We're so far away from that. And look, I don't want to talk like that. There was at one point in the game yesterday, you know, like when the Panthers went up 2-0, okay? And I'm going to get to all that. And my younger son, I'll get to that in a second. But my younger son, it's like, oh, do you think we could sweep? I'm like, hold on a second. We're not talking like that. Can we win this game first? But I will tell you, it's been my favorite part of this Panther run that we're in the middle of, specifically these last couple of years, watching the games with my kids, with my teenage boys. Because you got to understand, when the Heat were going through this run, we're talking 2010 to 2014. By the time 2014 rolled around, my oldest son, he was only 5. My younger son, he was 3. So my younger son has no recollection, did not experience the Heat, LeBron, Chris Bosh years at all. And my younger son, while he was at Game 7, was it Game 7? No, Game 6. While he was at Game 6, the Ray Allen shot in 2013, he does not remember at all. He was 4 years old. So they weren't really part of any of that. So now we're experiencing what's going on with the Panthers together, the Zaslow men. The night begins. My wife, you know, she's hanging around the family room. I got to let her know what's about to happen, you know. So it's 8 o'clock. The game's about to get going. And I make an announcement. I announce to everybody. Everybody, this is a serious room. That's right. The Zaslow Mansion family room becomes a serious room when the game begins. Everybody, this is a serious room. Either you're in or you're out. Obviously, my wife, she's out. She can't handle it. And my boys, they come running in. This is a serious room. And serious room means phones are off and we are deadlocked in to the television. And when there's exciting stuff that we can tell is about to happen, you stand up and you move closer to the television. Because everybody knows when you stand up and you're close to the TV, everyone plays harder. Everyone tries harder. Things are about to happen. That's a serious room in the Zaslow Mansion family room. And I love the experience. The experience of with my boys, watching these high-stakes games, watching it together. It's, for those of you who are listening to Zaslow Show 2.0, and you don't have kids yet, or maybe your kids are at too young of an age for you to have this experience just yet. It's so different than, you know, we're all huge sports fans, right? We're all huge sports fans growing up. It's so different being a young sports fan, and it's just you, and you're in it for yourself, or it's you and your friends, or whatever, maybe you and your brothers, whatever, sisters, you know, I don't want to discriminate, inclusive show, but when it's you and your kids, your sons, your daughters, and you're in this thing, and you're kind of, like, I want to experience one of my teams winning. I experienced the Marlins winning twice. I experienced the Heat winning 3 times. I want to be able to experience these championships or a championship with my sons. And I've never been able to do that yet. We have not had that yet. Like I said, 2012, 2013, my oldest son was 4 in 2013. My youngest one was 2. I didn't experience it with them. So that's what's so special that hopefully is on the horizon here with one of our teams, but Panthers, they're in it. They're so close. It's such a great experience. So those of you guys, if you don't have kids yet, or if your kids are young, it's so different being a sports fan growing up and then being a sports fan experiencing it with your children. So I love nights like last night. We all get super excited when they score. It's high fives and hugs all around. And they kicked the shit out of them last night. They really did. Not to say that the Rangers didn't have their chances. The Rangers, like Bobrovsky, and there was especially that one sequence when it still won nothing in the third. Bobrovsky, he had to stand on his head a couple times. But just overall, defensively, the Panthers, they're so on their game. The way they break up passes and don't allow rushes to start or rushes to finish. If going into that game yesterday, if you were going to draw up exactly how you wanted the Panthers to play, that was the game. A grinded out type of game, which by the way, I mean, that was Panther hockey. And I know the Rangers are not a high volume shots on goal team this postseason, but they shoot more than that. And the Panthers did it to them. What they did to the Lightning, what they did to the Bruins. Now the Rangers, I think, are substantially better. And I don't have any animosity toward them. I hate the Lightning. I hate the Bruins now. I don't feel that way about the Rangers. At least not yet. And it's funny because I said to my kids, there was that huge scrum. I think it was in front of Shesterkin in the third period. And it was a huge scrum after the whistle. And I said to my boys, I can't believe this is the first time all game that we've had this kind of scrum. And that's because, A, there's not any animosity between these two teams. And B, it's just game one. Now you're going to have, I don't know if desperate's the right word, but the Rangers are going to feel like they need to win game two. And you're going to have a whole lot more of that. Guys are going to start to get sick of each other. I think the Rangers probably don't like, not necessarily how physical the Panthers were in game one, but for instance, Nico Mikkola, at the very end of the game, when he laid out Buddy on the Rangers, he didn't have to do that, but the Buddy had the puck, and Mikkola's playing for 60 minutes. I love it. He laid that fucker out, and the Rangers probably didn't like it. So you're going to start to get, that's just an example. You're going to start to get these guys disliking each other, and you're going to start to get the scrums after the whistles. Overall, though, it was a pretty clean game, right? What was it? Panthers had three or four power plays. I think the Rangers had two. Let's get to the action here, all right? So, first period, Panthers, they draw first blood. They're on the rush here. Great job by Forsling in the Panthers zone. And then Forsling gets the primary assist to Chucky.
Thinking about his options. Forsling. And they score! Matthew Tkachuk with the first goal of the series. And Florida leads 1-0.
Can I tell you about this Matthew Tkachuk? I mean, and this is something I talked about yesterday on the show. If you missed any of Zaslow Show 2.0 yesterday, wherever you're listening to us right now, go back, catch up on past episodes. I love that. And when I do interviews, when I have guests on the show, you can always go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. I would love if you do that. I think it's fun being able to watch me. You get to see this punim, all right? Yesterday, Pete Blackburn from What Chaos. It's a great national hockey show. And I talked to him about how, yeah, that second line, which right now is centered by Anton Lundell because he's having a great postseason. Since Sam Bennett returned, Sam Bennett's centering the third line in between Lois Sorinen and Evan Rodriguez. But that second line, centered by Anton Lundell, specifically Verhaeghe and Tkachuk, need more from those guys this series. I mean, did we get any goals from Tkachuk and Verhaeghe in the second round? Need more from those guys. So Tkachuk gets it off to a great start, gets the scoring going, and here's Matthew Tkachuk now. He gets credited with the game winner, technically. Here's Matthew Tkachuk now in five career Eastern Conference final games with the Panthers. Five Eastern Conference finals. Four-game sweep last year against Carolina. Rob Brindamore, look, you could say that wasn't a sweep. No, it was a sweep. It was actually a sweep. Four games last year and the one this year. Five Eastern Conference final games. Matthew Tkachuk has five goals. Four game-winning goals. Two overtime goals. So two of those four were in overtime. We know that you had the goal with just a few seconds left to sweep in game four. And then yesterday was the fourth game winner. Even though it came in the first period, that counts as a game-winning goal. So those are his four game-winning goals and 7 points in those five games. So he has contributed to seven goals in the five games. That's a big-time player. That's a great start to this Eastern Conference Finals for a guy who didn't give a ton of production in the semifinals to get Matthew Tkachuk on track to start the series. That's what we're talking about. Excellent job there by Chucky getting things started yesterday. So it's 1-0. It's 1-0 after two periods. And remember, the Panthers had to kill off at the end of the second period a penalty. And then, which, was that the too many men? No, I'm not sure that was the too many men. That was a stupid, no, the too many men was late in the third. Boy, that's a stupid penalty. And then early in the third, although I know that was somewhat controversial. There are people who don't think it was too many men. It looked weird in real time. Because you saw whoever it was that jumped on the ice. Was it Sam Bennett? It looked awkward. Then in the replay, you could see the six guys. But it looks like the six guy. There's always six guys on the ice when there's a change. They give you some leeway. 5-10 feet. And it looked like he was changing out for the last guy. But that may have been the second change on the rush. So there may have been too many guys on the ice earlier on that rush that the replay didn't necessarily, or the replay still shot didn't necessarily show us. Anyway, we'll get to that. But middle third period, and I'll be honest with you, I felt good about the game where, you know, this is a great thing, and also the thing that's unfair about hockey, right? Where you're in control of the game, you're outplaying this team, and all it takes is one shot in a game you feel like you're outplaying the Rangers, and the game is tied. And then Igor Shesterkin, who was very good. Bobrovsky, I think, outplayed him, but Igor Shesterkin was very good. He tries to clear the puck. Terrible job. He just bangs it off the board, and the Panthers get real lucky.
Skated up and into the zone by Verhaeghe. Shesterkin played it to the wall, but to Verhaeghe, and it's tipped in by the Rangers' Lafreniere. 2-0 Florida on an own goal. Lafreniere tipped it in past Shesterkin.
Terrible job by Shesterkin there. Lafreniere, I think that's how you say his name. Boy, that's a tough one to live down. That's very embarrassing. Total own goal. But a great job for Hagee for sticking with the play, corralling the puck off the board. He tried to make a play there, tried to pass it across the slot, and ends up getting knocked in by Lafreniere right in between the legs of Shesterkin. So, terrible job by Shesterkin. That was more Shesterkin's fault than it was Lafreniere, because it was an awful job clearing the puck. Just gave it off the boards right to Carter Verhaeghe. So 2-0 there. We're high-fiving in that serious room in the Zaslow Mansion family room. It's me, my older son. My younger son's gone to bed at this point. He's on a schedule. And my pal, my neighbor, came over from the second period on. So three of us, we're high-fiving. 2-0. But look, game's not over yet, all right? With 4 minutes left, a little more than 4 minutes left, you get that too many men on the ice penalty. Panthers kill that shit right off. But then you got the 6-on-4, extra skater. They pulled him with about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes left, something like that, right after the penalty, right? And then with a little more than a minute left, I think it was, Sam Bennett, let's put this baby to rest.
Banked it in deep, under a minute and a half to go. Tkachuk played it ahead for Bennett. The net is empty. Sam Bennett makes it 3-0, Florida. And the Panthers are going to take game one of this Eastern Conference final.
Yep, right when Sam Bennett got control of the puck, Larry Bird, three-point shootout style, I got up off the couch, I put the one finger in the air, I'm acknowledging the bloodline. I put the one finger up in the air, Larry Bird style, walked that shit off, that's right, before the puck was even in the net. I knew my guy Benny was going to put it away. Panthers, take that ass in game one, 3-0, and a 1-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll continue in a second here, guys. I'm not done with the Panthers by a long shot. There's still a lot to get to from yesterday's game. But I want to make sure you know, there's only a little more than a week left here in the month of May. And that means we still have the Memorial Day sales event going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You know, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. Right now, you walk through the showroom doors at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. So easy to find them. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. You're going to get a relaxed indoor car shopping experience. What if I told you right now you could lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month? $199 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit, plus 3 years maintenance is included. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com for more details. Maybe you're just looking to get your current car serviced. You want to make sure your car stays in tip-top shape. Well, you don't even have to have a Subaru. Take it to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They service all makes and models. So, when you take your car to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to get service with confidence. That's right. That's huge, knowing you're going to get the best service possible. Go to nflsubaru.com. Schedule a service appointment right now. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long here at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So let's talk about the overturned goal. We're early in the third period. Panthers are up 1-0. Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the rush. He just a laser beam past Igor Shesterkin. It's ruled a goal on the ice. They show the replay. Like, right when it went in works, I go, whoa, hold on, the Rangers are complaining. They may challenge this. They do challenge it. And once you see the replay, Lomberg, here was the problem. Yes, Lomberg got pushed into Shesterkin, but he got pushed into Shesterkin after he was in the crease on his own. Lomberg, you can't skate all the way into the blue. You got to pull up ahead of the blue. So then, if he gets pushed into him, okay, that's fine. He got pushed into him after he went into the crease on his own volition. So, like, at best, it was 50-50 that the Panthers would come out of this with a goal. Like, what you were hoping for was Toronto, that's where the review center is, they don't want to take away goals. Now, I know there's a lot of, you know, from game to game, you don't know what's interference, what's not. Yes, that's true. From game to game, you really don't know what they're going to decide. This one, it looked like interference. You're hoping that they just don't want to take goals off the board. Here's, I think they got it right. Again, you're crossing your fingers that the Panthers are going to get a break here. I don't think Panther fans can really complain. Here's Paul Maurice after the game asked about that overturned goal.
You mentioned Lomberg. What did you think of the goalie interference call?
I thought it was right. Because it's the call I would want on Sergei. But the best goalies in the world need a bit of protection. I don't think there was any malice in what Ryan did. But you get in that deep to the crease, and then he is trying to get out and he gets pushed in. I get all that. But you start that by starting in the crease fairly deep. So, you know what? I'm sitting on the bench going, look, it's 1-0 going into the call. If it goes our way, it's 2-0. Not, we're exactly where we were. So I thought they got it right. I thought whoever's making that final call thought that was fair. I wasn't complaining about it.
I got to tell you, first of all, Paul Maurice, it has to be the greatest soundbite of any coach in the National Hockey League, maybe in all of sports. He's incredible with the media. Even last year, when I dubbed him the murderer of fun, I would still admit to you, incredible with the media. I can't believe how much I appreciate this guy now. He's so honest. He's so good before and after the games. He seems like a genuinely great guy and is clearly a phenomenal hockey coach. Phenomenal. I love him. That's my coach. I'm sorry for the way I behaved and the things I said last year. I couldn't help it. But see, sports talk show hosts, they love being right. They'll dig their feet in, even when they're at the point of no return, when you're not going to be right, but they'll keep digging at that because they want to be right. They're going to stick to their stupid point. I couldn't be happier to be wrong about something like this. I love Paul Maurice. That's my guy. But I still can't believe what a 180 I have done with him. Excellent job there. I think they got it right, and you love the way that he said it. I mean, Bruins coach Jim Montgomery, he'd be complaining into next year about the goal being overturned. This Jim Montgomery complaining for days. Even Cooper in the Lightning series, he'll complain too. But this Jim Montgomery, oh my God, the Bruins bitching and moaning and complaining. All right, everybody settle down. There's no reason for me to get all up on the Bruins. They're at home watching. You know what? They're probably not even watching. They're sour. They're in Cancun doing whatever you do when your season ends while the Panthers are trying to lift the Stanley Cup. That's right. Getting game one was enormous, man. Now, but because it sets the tone, you know, and the Panthers played exactly the kind of game they wanted to play. Not that it's going to demoralize the Rangers or anything like that, but it puts everyone on notice. Like, I think you're going to have, again, I don't know if it's a desperate Ranger team, but man, I got a lot of respect for the Rangers. I do. You're going to get a big-time effort out of them tomorrow. Now, it's not like the NBA. You know, it's awesome to win game one. You put yourself in the driver's seat. Now the Rangers are in a position where they got to win 4 out of 6 against the Panthers. Panthers on the year now are 3-0-1, 2-0-1 in the regular season. I shouldn't use that stat because the Bruins beat the Panthers all 4 times. The Panthers were 0-2-2 against the Bruins in the regular season, and then they took that ass. So I really shouldn't use the regular season as any kind of barometer, but the Panthers, they played their game for 60 minutes. So it sets the tone, but it's not like the NBA. And what I mean by that is, you know, if this were the NBA, it's, Oh, they stole home court advantage. If they win game two, they win game two, both on the road, series is over. You know, Rangers have to win game two. You can't go to Florida down 0-2. No, it's not like that at all. It'd be amazing if the Panthers win game two and go up 2-0. But the series would not be over by a long shot. You go up 2-0, winning both games in New York, nothing really changes coming to Sunrise. The Rangers can just as easily win the two games here. So, yeah, it'd be the Panthers would be in an unbelievable spot if they go up 2-0. But also, Panthers were 1-2 last round at home against Boston. So, you know, it's not like they're unbeatable. Panthers are amazing on the road. But it's not like the NBA where series is over, you go up 2-0. No. It's a game-to-game kind of playoff tournament. So, look, amazing start yesterday. Gustav Forsling, incredible. And I know I've talked about this. I talked about it with Pete Blackburn, but I brought it up with someone recently. I feel like Gustav Forsling is the best defenseman in the NHL that nobody knows about. And he was incredible yesterday. Like, setting up that Tkachuk goal, the first goal of the game, he makes a great breakup in their zone, then makes a pass off the boards immediately to get out of trouble, then skates into the neutral zone, leaves the puck for Tkachuk, who scores. He gets the primary assist. A lot of that goes unnoticed, and that's a lot that I just gave you right there. He was amazing. And Barkov, it was still 1-0 at this point, and the Rangers are on a rush. If this pass is completed through the slot, it's probably going to be a goal. Barkov had the defensive play of the game, breaking up that rush by the Rangers. I think it was still 1-0. And of course, you go back to game six, where he stops the goal, he blocks the shot with his hand, with his left glove, and that would have been a goal to tie the game against Boston in game six. He had what I thought was the play of the game. So, Tkachuk, Gustav Forsling, Sasha Barkov, I mean, those are my dogs. The Panthers control the game, win 3-0, and now, look, tomorrow's going to be, it's going to be intense, but you got a little bit of breathing room, all right? You know, just a tremendous start. I'm so pumped. If you're wondering how much tickets are for game three, just against, I tell you, I'm not even trying to go. Everybody knows when I'm trying to go, that means I'm looking for the hookup. I'm not even trying to go. It's too expensive. But if you're looking to go, tickets for game three, just to get in the building, cheapest ticket, $303. I mean, I can't, you know, I'm going to spend $1,000. If I'm going to do that, it would be either for closeout game this round or Stanley Cup Finals. Can't do it now. Can't do it for game three. Game four, you know, if it could be a closeout game, maybe. I don't want to talk like that. I don't want to do that. All right. Today's Thursday. That means we're going to do mailbag, all right? But first, I got some good questions from you guys. First, though, couple things to recognize. Couple house cleaning issues, all right? So, first of all, tonight, the Zaslow men, we're going to be living the high life tonight. My wife, she's out to dinner tonight with a friend of hers. So you know what that means, right? Last week, wife was out to dinner, and for the first time ever in the Zaslow mansion, first time for me in 30 years, I went out and I introduced my boys to Hamburger Helper. That's right. Now, of course, this ended up being a big topic on ESPN Radio when I filled in on Carlin versus Joe last week, which, by the way, I'm doing again tomorrow. I'm filling in on Carlin versus Joe tomorrow on ESPN Radio from noon to 3. Both Carlin and Joe are out this time, so it's me and SportsCenter anchor Randy Scott. I've heard great things about him. I don't know him. I've heard great things, so I'm looking forward to that. That's tomorrow. And big topic of conversation on ESPN Radio with the Hamburger Helper was, is Hamburger Helper white trash? That's right. Is it white tea? My wife thinks it's white tea. A lot of people think it's white tea. I love it. My boys loved it. So tonight, my wife is out. She's going out with a friend. And she even gave the seal of approval because I went to I do the public shopping in my house. And at Publix today, I bought Hamburger Helper. 2 boxes. That's right, playa. 2 boxes of Hamburger Helper. This time, I got the beef stroganoff flavor. So, my wife, she left the ground meat out this morning to defrost, and she sent me a text a little while ago, going out to dinner tonight with my friend. You could make hamburger helper for you and the boys. And she included the emoji of like the green face vomiting. Whatever. I know I'm going to have a great meal. I don't know what my wife's going to be having tonight at the dinner, but I know me and my sons, we're going to have a great meal. Hamburger helper, beef stroganoff. That's right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Also, I saw this earlier today. So, you know homegirl Joy Taylor, all right? The queen. And she's got the new show with Taylor Rooks. Very beautiful Taylor Rooks. And Too Personal, right? That's what it's called. They talk about like dating stuff, sex stuff, whatever. And you know, it's two empowered black women. And I have to play this clip for you. All right. Here is Joy explaining to Taylor Rooks about a date. I gotta be honest, the dating scene is wild. I mean, I haven't been on a date in, you know, that's not my wife. We still go on dates, I guess you could say, even though we're married. I haven't been on a date in 20 years. My wife and I, we started dating 20 years next month. So I haven't been on a date in 20 years. But now you got all the text messaging. And text messaging was a thing 20 years ago, but not the way it is now. But you got the texting. And you got the online dating. And just, things are different now. So there are good things about the way dating is now. But overall, I think it's worse off. I'm almost thankful I don't have to date it. Like, I can't even imagine for the guys and girls who, if you're married for this long, if you were married before, you know, this, the way dating has changed, and now all of a sudden you get divorced, and you got to get back out there, how the fuck do you do that? I don't know. But anyway, here's Joy explaining to Taylor Rooks. Give this a listen. Explaining about the paying situation, paying for the bill situation one of her friends recently had to go through. Give this a listen.
Do we pay for the men? When do we pay for the men? A friend of mine was on her dating journey and she went out with a man twice. He paid for everything, wined and dined. On the third date, they spent a day together, ordered a bunch of things, had some drinks, had a good time. Let's call it a couple hundred dollars. She had to put her card down for this particular place. So when they went to pay, he was like, oh, you know, your card is down. And now she didn't speak up and ended up paying for the bill. They had plans for another date. He texted her the next day and was like, I don't really see a long-term future with you. I don't really want to waste either of our times. I think you're great, but I don't want to keep our date for next week that we had plans, which I think is very respectable. Most people just ghost. So she's talking to me about it. And she's like, but he did stick me with the bill. I was like, what are you talking about? Stuck you with the bill? How did you leave paying? I was like, just text him and say, oh, okay, well, cool. Thank you for saying that. Had a great time too. But like, here's your split for Saturday. There's no possible way he thinks that she's just paying for his presence. He got upset, did not send her the split, and in fact went and sent her the receipts for the last 2 dates.
All right, so a few things here. Like I said, number one, the first thing that came to my mind is, thank God I don't have to date anymore. I can't even imagine being back out on that scene. But guys aren't paying for dates anymore? I don't understand. A guy can let a girl, third date, right? A guy can let the girl pay? I don't understand. Now, maybe because you heard the rest of the story, maybe he's already saying in his head, all right, I'm going to tell this girl tomorrow I don't want to see her anymore. But still, even if I was in that spot, if you're on a date with a girl, you got to pay. And I know there's, you know, maybe there's some women. Women love Zaslo Show 2.0. I love you, honeys. But there may be some women list show. Oh, you know, Zaslo, equality now. Women can pay. It doesn't have to be a feminist type thing where women can pay now. No. Men should pay for dates. And I don't say that as an inequality thing. I say that in a way that it's part of being a gentleman, all right? It's because women are better than us. You're better than us. And because you're willing to spend your time, your valuable time, on a date with us, being around us, we should be treating you. We're taking you out because you're too good for us. This has nothing to do with feminism, equality, women, they're the same as men, we're on the same footing. We're not on the same footing. We're not on the same footing because you're better than us. And that's why we should be paying for you, because we're not the same. You're better. So allowing the woman to pay, I don't get it. Now, there are a couple other things. When Joyce says there that she appreciates the guy who tells her, I don't want to go, you know, we're not going to go out next week, I'm canceling the date, that's respectable, because sometimes they'll just ghost you. Really? Like, you'll just stop, you've been out on a date with someone 2-3 times, and you'll just ghost them, you stop talking? I mean, look, I remember there was a period where, you know, I was talking to a girl when my wife and I were broken up, and I was talking to another girl, and we were going to go out, and then my wife and I got back together, thank God she took me back, and so I had to tell this girl that we're not going to go out, like, I'm cutting off the date, and that sucked. It sucked having to do that. It is not a good feeling. But I didn't ghost her. You have to do it. And the third part is, okay, while I do believe that the man should pay for the dates, once you start dating, once it becomes, okay, I'm only dating you, we're boyfriend, girlfriend, the girl should offer to pay every now and then. And even at that, I wouldn't want her to pay. I would want to split it. If that's the case, I'd rather pay more often than not. But if we're a couple, we should split it then. I'm not necessarily comfortable with her paying, but you'll get to the point where your boyfriend, girlfriend, and she'll pay sometimes, because that's just the way it is. It's the way it goes. It becomes a partnership, and that's okay, and that's the way it should be. But in this spot here, what I don't agree with, the girl asking for the money after the guy essentially breaks off the dating. Look, you can't ask for the money. You got to chalk it up as this guy is an asshole. It's why he allowed you to pay for the third date in the first place. So, unfortunately, and it clearly cost you a couple hundred hours, like Joyce said there, you got to chalk it up to him being an asshole. You paid. It is what it is. You can't ask for the money. You can't do that. But, man, like, dudes are out there not paying for every date? That's what's going on? Man, I don't get it. You know what else I don't get? I don't get when you're not getting your homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. That's right. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. I'm so glad to have them back aboard on Zaslo Show 2.0 because it allows me to tell you why I've been using Brunt Insurance for as long as I have. Because I want to make sure I'm not laying awake at night sleepless wondering, God forbid something happens to my home, am I going to be able to afford the coverage? Well, yes. I get the most affordable coverage and the most comprehensive care when I get my insurance from Brunt Insurance. Go to bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. No matter where you're in the state of Florida, Brunt Insurance's offices all throughout the state. So no matter what area you're calling from, they're going to know your area, and they're going to be able to get you the most comprehensive coverage out there. Even if you're happy with your current coverage right now, call and get a quote. See what they could do for you. It's probably going to be cheaper than what you're paying right now. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204. When it comes to your homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there that can make your head spin. Don't do it on your own. At Brunt Insurance, fully licensed staff, their team specializes in making all the confusing options crystal clear. They will help you every step of the way. Sounds good, right? Of course. That's why I get my insurance from Brunt Insurance. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204, 954-589-2204. All right, you guys know what time it is. It's Thursday. Let's do some mailbag questions. So every Thursday, I'll post on social media asking for some questions to use on the show. You can really send me questions throughout the week, and I'll get to it on Thursday. So I love when you guys are able to participate in the show a little bit, and here's a good way to do it. We got a few questions here. This is from Terry, and Terry says, Zaslow, how much do you love Paul Maurice? Yeah, I love Paul Maurice. That's my dog. That's my coach. I love him. I already told you. I played the soundbite from last night where he agrees with the call being overturned because he would want his goalie, Sergei, getting the same treatment. Yeah, Terry, you know my side. I love Paul Maurice. Ryan says, Zaslow, if the Panthers advance to the Stanley Cup, and they will, who do we match up better with, Dallas or Edmonton? I am refusing to answer that question. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to win game two tomorrow night, all right? This series is going to be very, very hard. From what I understand, Dallas is better than Edmonton, but we know Edmonton, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, probably the two best players remaining in these final four in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I'm trying to win game two tomorrow. I'm not focused on that. Nick Tech says, Zaslow, are you surprised Kyrie Irving has been free of controversy and is playing great ball for a team in the Western Conference Finals? Let's talk about that for a moment here. Excellent question. So last night, Dallas takes game one. Luka and Kyrie were unstoppable. Kyrie was amazing in the first half. Luka was amazing in the second half. The Mavericks, I told you, I love the way the Mavericks were built. I love that it's two superstars and a really well-rounded team outside that. I think that's the new way to build a championship-level team. I had it on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room, serious room, because we had the Panthers on the big TV. So I'm keeping an eye on the score. I can't exactly break things down for you. Like I said, I was way too involved in the Panthers. It certainly looked like a fantastic game. I would also tell you, I don't know how you watch what those two teams are doing last night, Dallas and Minnesota, as highly competitive and contested a game it was, and think that Boston can play with that. Like, those two teams play so much harder than the Celtics. But back to the question from Nick's X. If you're a Nets fan, you have to be insane with what you're seeing. Yeah, like, you have to be made crazy with what you're seeing out of Kyrie Irving right now. I even saw Kyrie after the game last night. He's sitting there with the crew live inside the NBA. And he comes off just so pleasant and happy and even likable. Now, he's not likable to me. He doesn't like Jews, all right? So I'm not into Kyrie Irving. But if you're a Nets fan, you can't help but say, why didn't we get this version of Kyrie Irving? And it's not just that, oh, well, the Nets are clearly a piss-poor organization. I agree. But Kyrie was a disaster at the end in Cleveland. He was a disaster in Boston. And he was a disaster in Brooklyn. He's been a disaster for, like, the last 10 years. So, Brooklyn, bad organization, but it's not just them. I think he's matured, clearly. And you got to give him a lot of credit. And in Dallas, I think he has the respect of Jason, or he clearly respects the head coach, Jason Kidd. And I think he clearly loves Luka. I think you got to give Luka and Jason Kidd a ton of credit, and Kyrie for maturing. There's been no bullshit, no nonsense. Now, he missed his fair share of games. He missed like 30 games this year. Like, he didn't qualify for any of the awards. Played under 65 games. But none of the bullshit. Just basketball. Just play basketball. And he comes off really likable. Now, again, I don't forget. I don't like what happened with the anti-Semitic stuff last year. But, yeah, how can I not be surprised that Kyrie's been free of controversy? He's playing great. Good for the Mavs fans. Good for him, I guess. Jerry says, Zaslow, are we a hockey town? How much money did I lose by being unable to buy Game 6 tickets? All right, we're not... We have hockey fever, that's for sure. We're not a hockey town, but I assume you're saying, how much did you lose by not buying Game 6 tickets? You probably tried to get them when they went on sale, and so now you see how much they are. Like I told you, Game 3 is $303 to get in the building. Yeah, you lost a lot of money. If you're going to go to a potential Game 6, hopefully we don't even need it. Who the hell knows? I think it's going to be a long series anyway. But yeah, you lost a lot of money by not being able to get them at the regular price. Now it's going to cost you your mortgage. Victor says, Zaslow, now that we have a second barn in Boston, will the Mecca become our third barn? Well, yes, a barn is a hockey rink. It's where a hockey team plays. We own TD Garden. Panthers won one game at Madison Square Garden. Let's settle down. They got a game that, you know, gets you going on the right foot. I feel great about it. We don't own anything at this point, all right? And we own TD Garden because of everything also that took place last year. I mean, you guys know that, all right? Let's continue on here. All right, more questions. This one is from my man Mike in West Palm Beach. Zaslow, Jeremy Roenick said the Panthers are going to have 7 road games this series. Agree or disagree? Okay. Overall, I disagree, but I understand what Jeremy Roenick is saying. Ton of New Yorkers down here, we know this. The games at Madison Square Garden are so incredibly expensive. Like, I'm just going to look right now, all right? I'm going to go to StubHub, and I'm going to check what the games are, what Game 2 is costing tomorrow at Madison Square Garden, all right? Just the get-in price tomorrow. Hold on a second. Everybody calm down. Yeah, here we go. All right, let's do with fees. I don't understand why they give the option to not do fees. Why would I not want to know what I'm actually paying? So stupid. All right, just to get in the building at Madison Square Garden tomorrow, $470. Now, I told you here, it's a little more than $300. So, besides that there's a ton of transplants here from New York, you could have Ranger fans to say, you know what? Let's spend a weekend in South Florida. It'll be the same price with the plane ticket to buy, plane ticket and a ticket here in Sunrise, virtually the same price to go here at the Garden. I could see a lot of fans doing that. I think there's going to be a lot of Ranger fans. I don't think it's going to be a road game. I don't think it's going to be 50-50. But yeah, I do think we're going to have a lot of Ranger fans at games 3 and 4. MRA says, Zaslow, can the Panthers sweep the Rangers? Can the Panthers do a gentleman sweep? Like I said, I don't want to talk like that, all right? Let's focus on winning game 2. I told you at Mailbag, no questions are off limits, but we're not trying to jinx things here. They're not going to sweep the Rangers, all right? Let's not be silly. Come on. Next question here, this is from George. Zaslow, would you be happy if the Heat used a draft pick on Bronny? I don't know if happy is the way that I would put it, but I'd be fine with it because I'd like to call LeBron's bluff about potentially playing with his son. Like, I'm not a LeBron fan anymore, but would I want him to come back and play for the Heat? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Be amazing. And finally, one more question. Zaslow, this is from Daniel. Zaslow, on the 24th anniversary, it was actually last week, where does binaural rank on your Pearl Jam record list, and what's your favorite track from that album? Binaural is a great question, Daniel. Binaural is Pearl Jam's 6th album, right? 10 Versus, Vitalogy, No Code, Yield, and then Binaural. Sixth album. I love Binaural. It's ahead of it, I probably have 10. Yield's my favorite album, so 10, Yield, probably No Code ahead of it. Binaural's top 5, 4 or 5, all right? And my favorite track, easily one of my favorite songs, Nothing As It Seems. I believe it was the first single from Binaural. What a song. It's a top 5 song for me, and I love hearing it live. They rarely play it live anymore. Nothing As It Seems is easily my favorite song from Binaural. Great album. Great question, Daniel. I appreciate you. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right, let's take an opportunity here So we're so high on the Panthers right now. You know, as a huge Panther fan, you guys know this. The founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, my man Colin. He's also become my friend, one of my great sponsors here on Zaslow Show 2.0. Been with me for over a year now. Sheets and Giggles. That's right. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. Use promo code Zaslow. Get all the bed sheets you can handle. Not just for yourself, but what about your kids? What about for all the beds in your household? You want to use Sheets and Giggles because we're talking the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. SheetsGiggles.com. And if you use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. That's right. So go now. Get the fitted sheets, the blankets. I got a comforter. I have a eucalyptus pillow if you're in need of a new mattress. Mattresses are expensive. Use promo code Zaslow at SheetsGiggles.com. We're talking 20% off your first order. That's right. 20% off your first order. Doesn't matter how much or how little you're spending. Make sure you follow at SheetsGiggles on Twitter. My man Colin's always putting promo codes out there. Like last night, after the Panthers won, they had a flash sale. Use the promo code Panthers. But now, first order, 20% off. Use promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. Again, SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us where we get all the big deals on our local sports team's apparel. That's right, Caneswear. Stop by Caneswear. It's more than a store. It's an experience. Visit them in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or go right now, shop the entire inventory at caneswear.com. If you go right now and order, get it delivered to your house. Get your new Florida Panther gear before game three. That's right. Go there right now, caneswear.com. You'll get it before Sunday. And this way, you show up to game three in your brand new Panther gear. We all know Caneswear's got the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere. But make sure you pick up your Panther, Dolphin, Heat, Inter Miami gear. Items for men, women, kids. The biggest deals are at Caneswear. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. How about Charles Barkley? This on Inside the NBA last night. And Charles is saying what everybody else should be saying as well. Stop with the Caitlin Clark criticism.
Let me look at this camera right here, 83. You women out there, y'all petty, man. Hey, LeBron, you 100% right on these girls hating on Caitlin Clark. Y'all petty, girls. I expect men to be petty because we're the most insecure group in the world.
Oh, you are.
Y'all should be thanking that girl for getting y'all ass private charters, all the money and visibility she bring into the WNBA. Don't be petty like dudes. Listen, what she's accomplished, give her her flowers. Stop being petty, all you women out there. She got y'all ass charters. She bringing all y'all this money to the table for y'all being petty like dudes. LeBron, you are 100% right. Y'all girls, stop being petty. Caitlin Clark, thank you for bringing all that money and shine to the WNBA.
Well, they're going to hate you even more now.
Hey, they can't do anything to me.
They're going
to
hate you, though.
Hey, they can hate on me, but they better pay. But that mailman better be in my damn house the 1st and the 15th.
For another year.
Let us.
Yeah, I'm going big deal, but I guess it is what it is. I mean, people love getting on Caitlin Clark. I mean, whatever. You want her to be successful, especially if you're one of the women in the league. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, give this a listen. This is on Shaquille O'Neal's podcast. What's called the big pod? I think it's called Big Podcast. Love Shaq. Draymond Green, don't love, is his guest. And here's Draymond talking about the double standard in the league.
Jamal Murray gets upset, throws a towel on the court. Then he gets upset, he throws a heating pack on the court. The rulings, we fine you $100,000. It's okay. What if that was Draymond Green?
I would have got suspended for the rest of the playoffs, for sure. I tried to hit Bron, got suspended from game 5 of the finals.
You tried to hit him?
Damn right I tried to hit him. You step over him and grow. man, you'll step over my shoulder. A lot of space on the basketball court. I don't take up that much space. You don't need to go over my shoulder. You go over my shoulder, you're disrespecting me as a man. And so I got suspended for trying to make contact. And you throw a heating pack on the court, and that's okay. If somebody step on that heating pack and get hurt, then is it a bigger deal or is it not? Don't tell me, oh, we don't want to affect the outcome of the game because the outcome of an NBA Finals was affected. Oh, we want the players to decide, determine what's happening on the court and the outcome, unless that rule changed.
All right, this is not a big deal, but I'm so over Draymond Green. My God, you know, you would think Draymond would know at this point because that Finals game where he was suspended for game six and cost his team the championship, it was 8 years ago, 2016. You would think he knows by now that he was not suspended for what he did. He got a technical foul, which, by the way, Jamal Murray also got a technical foul. You were suspended, and Jamal Murray wasn't because you were over the threshold for technical fouls in the playoffs. It's like 12. You had a dozen technical fouls. Jamal Murray doesn't or didn't. You got the same punishment for that play that Jamal Murray got for his play. A technical foul. And then, because of the cumulative technical fouls, you were suspended. You would figure 8 years later, Draymond knows this. Ah, it's enough with him. I can't stand it. Big deal or not a big deal. Stephen A. Smith, this is on either yesterday or today on First Take. He defends himself from criticism about the pregame leading up to Game 7, Knicks Pacers.
Crying out loud. I mean, come on, you need
look
to stop.
Look at this. Look at you two. Look at you two, a bunch of dopey Knicks fans with that ridiculous pregame. By the way, Steve, that is not a local show Sunday at 3 o'clock. That is a national pregame show at the NBA.
So?
And you go with Knicks basketball.
Oh, tell me. Don't sound like one of those pathetic critics. Listen, y'all don't say anything when I'm hating on the Cowboys. Why the hell you gonna get on me for loving the New York Knicks, which I've been a diehard fan of all my life?
He woke up the first time.
Okay, here's the thing, though. It's not even like it's the first round of the playoffs where if Pacer fans aren't happy with the coverage that it feels like a Knicks pregame show, you'll put on the local coverage. This was the only place to catch the game. So, yes, it's obviously a national coverage, but it's the only broadcast of the game. It's the only place Pacer fans were able to go to watch the game. So, I get their frustration. I would think Stephen A. Smith can acknowledge that. So, I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, this is on NFL Live yesterday. We all know Harrison Butker with his comments about women and what their role should be. Here's Laura Rutledge, who's host of NFL Live, and she sends it out to Courtney Cronin, who talks about what went on at Chiefs OTAs regarding Harrison Butker.
Let's bring Courtney Cronin back in here. And Courtney, you were at the press conference for both Mahomes and Andy Reid. How did they approach the Butker story?
Laura, I asked Patrick Mahomes for his reaction to the speech that he has heard lots of over the last 10 days since Harrison Butker gave that commencement address. And he pointed to the fact that he's known Harrison Butker as a teammate for 7 years, and that while he doesn't agree with everything he said in the speech, different values, different ways of life that he believes differently in, he looks at this the way that Andy Reid does, that a locker room is a microcosm of society, and you are going to have people with different opinions that express them in different ways. But that inside the walls of the Chiefs facility, that's a safe space where they can have conversations about things that may be deemed controversial, that outside of the walls of that facility create a lot of distractions. And Andy Reid said that he didn't feel he needed to talk to Harrison Butker about this, considering he too holds that same belief that he is allowed to have whatever opinion he wants to have, and that as long as it's not causing a distraction on the football field, it's not causing a distraction in that locker room.
Yeah, certainly everyone is entitled to their own opinion, as they said there today. And Courtney, I would just say my opinion is it's really great that you and I get to be women with careers.
Look, I'm going not a big deal because, and there's a reason I haven't talked about this on Zaslow Show 2.0. So I'll just tell you real quick. And I was actually, you know, I was with Joy Taylor on Saturday night at the Guitar Hotel at the Hard Rock. And I talked with her a little bit about this. She actually brought it up. And I haven't talked about it because I really don't want to give it the time. Like, I think Harrison Butker is clearly an asshole, but he's allowed to feel that way. He's allowed to think that way, and he's allowed to say those things. And there are a lot of people who feel that way too. I mean, heck, just as an example, like we don't yell obscenities and hate all Amish people, right? I mean, the Amish people have their way of living, and there are certain roles that the women are supposed to have, right? Amish women, they don't go out and have jobs. Like, they're, I guess, I don't know if homemakers is the right term, but there are certain gender roles in the Amish community, just for example, you know? And we're not shouting and saying all these nasty things about the Amish. I don't agree with it, but they're allowed to live their lives the way that they want to live, as long as they're not hurting anyone. And Harrison Butker is as well, and he's allowed to feel that way. Now, I think he's an asshole, and I think the time and place was awful, the way that he did it, and I don't agree with anything that he said, but I didn't want to give it any time because I don't agree with it, and I certainly, like, I don't want to draw attention to it, and I certainly don't think the Chiefs should do anything about it, because then he becomes a martyr, and that's exactly what all those people who agree with him would love to make of that, of his comments, that situation. So, and by the way, I do think his comments come from a place where he believes what he is saying is coming from a good place. I don't believe that he thinks there's any kind of malice, but it's obviously super archaic. I think it's backwards, and I think he comes off sounding like an asshole, but I don't think it's important enough to spend too much time on it, and I certainly don't think he should be punished for it. He's allowed to feel that way, not hurting anybody, so it is what it is. Obviously, I don't agree with it, but I'm going not a big deal, and that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by my favorite store, Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com. Got items for men, women, kids, for your pets too. You want to put a Miami Hurricane jersey on Fido? Go right ahead. I'm not in your business. Do whatever you want. 2655 South University Drive or go to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop where you get all of the big deals. Yes. All right. Great job, everybody. So tonight, Eastern Conference Finals Game 2, Celtics-Pacers. I expect the Celtics to win. Wouldn't be surprised if it's a double-digit victory. Western Conference Finals Game 1 Stanley Cup Playoffs, Edmonton and Dallas. Obviously, I'm into that as well. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Please like, rate, comment. Tell all your friends about Zaslow Show 2.0. Yeah, you guys behind the scenes as well. Terrific job today. Love all your hard work. It's inspiring to me on a daily basis. I'm inspired by how hard you guys work to put together a show like this on a daily basis. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.